Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 34, Interrogating Room Shenanigans.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
I don't even know what movie that was from.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated and welcome to another
episode. Wait. Yeah, sit down back there. He said be seated. Sit.
Sit down before I get Thumper, motherfucker.
The chair over the corner. You don't need to sit next to him. Go. Okay, sorry, Duck. That person's being extremely rude. They won't be invited next time.
Douchebag.
Fine. Welcome to the Boston Bash Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
And I'm Anvil.
And we are currently recording in really fucked up weather.
Well, let's see. We went into the movie, it was cold. We came out, it was raining. We went to pick up food, it was sleeting. Now it's heavy snow. Just like, you know, Thursday night.
It looks more like a mix of heavy snow and sleet.
You know what? I'm going to call it tripolar, because it just seems to be bouncing between nothing, rain, and then snow.
You mean it's a Sarah Palin of weather.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a pretty good fucking analogy.
No, because I can actually stand the weather. I can't stand her.
No, oh, right.
Good point.
I mean, maybe we'll call her daughter, because, you know, her daughter's kind of hot.
Which one?
The one that got knocked up. Not the underage one.
Right. We've heard that before.
Shut up. Okay, so, you know, this weather, right? Like, the other night, I go into work, there's a hurricane going on. 60-mile-an-hour winds, pouring rain. I go outside on my break at like 2:45 in the morning, nothing. Me and my buddy, we walk down to the store, we get something, we come out, and it's almost like a blizzard. It's like, really, what's going on? Within like half an hour, we had all three.
Well, this is a global warming problem that has been burying
in the nightmare pig.
Thank you, Al Gore.
I find it kind of funny that it's global warming, but yet Texas is getting snow.
You know what? Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Well, no, I mean, if you take a look at the fucking tilt of it, Washington got what we would have gotten on a normal basis.
That means the global is freezing. I think we might have another ice age.
I sure hope so. I wouldn't mind the cold so much.
You just want to snowboard 24/7.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Actually,
and be able to fucking snowmobile all around this bitch.
And truthfully, I think I'd try to relearn how to skate after my ankle injury and just play hockey.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, I just can't picture you on skates, just going,
no.
Excuse me, I used to play hockey.
No, not ice skating like Little Fairy.
Look, I'm not Brian Boitano, okay?
No, not Brian Boitano.
I'm thinking more like Tim Thomas.
Okay.
You mean
A tank on skates.
Or Zdeno Chara or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Zdeno Chara mixed with some Tim Thomas and the fighting capability of Milan Lucic.
With a little personality from classics like Cam Neely and Bobby Orr.
Okay, then.
Okay, I take that.
That'll do. Alright, on with the fucking show.
Enough of this
bullshit.
Rib shots.
Right after we recorded last week's episode, we went to the Middle East, Cambridge, to check out the band Fucked Up in concert.
Wait, the Middle East moved to Cambridge? I thought it was over in Europe.
No.
Oh.
No, it's just a club.
I don't know, that dude that, you know, kept on walking around with a towel on his head, I don't think he thought it was a club.
There was no towel head.
Yes, there was. No, upstairs, there not downstairs.
Yeah, upstairs there was probably. But
I think that was more of an African headdress.
Oh, okay.
Women only wear those.
I've seen men. I've seen Wyclef John wear one.
He's Jamaican, it's different.
Alright, anyways, back to the music. We're going to see the band Fucked Up. There was four bands that were all played together, including Fucked Up. So there's three beforehand, and what seemed to be, it went from good, bad, to fucking worse.
And into amazing.
To Fucked Up, awesome capabilities of Fucked Up.
Right. Well, let's first talk about the first band that went up, called Double Nines. I mean, they're a new band from Boston. They first started jamming together back in 2008, and they recorded their first EP just later last year. And I'm surprised they weren't even selling any of their stuff at the show.
No, I was surprised because I probably would have bought something.
Yeah.
I thought they were a really good band. I was really happy. You know, really got the night kicking off right.
Mm-hmm. Now, granted, they didn't seem like the regular band that would open up for something as hardcore as Fucked Up. The Double Nines is more of a different type of punk. I wouldn't say it's popish punk. I would say it's more, what's a good word for it? Not generic form of punk, but
beginner.
Yeah.
Punk. Yeah, it's at that level, but I mean,
it's more mainstream punk.
Compared to what the two acts that came up after them with, they fucking blew them square, like, out of the fucking water.
Right.
I don't know if this was, like, if they're actually all traveling together, and it's just one of those flip-the-fucking-coin things where they, like, they just go, okay, you're gonna start first, you're gonna start second, you're gonna start third.
No, Fucked Up was traveling with the act that went before them. The other two bands,
After them, you mean? You mean, like,
the other Double Nines in the second band are from the Boston area that were added to the bail. Fucked Up and the other person were touring together.
You gotta be shitting me.
I'm not.
I think I just lost some respect for Fucked Up.
No. I don't lose the respect. It's the motherfuckers who put the fucking thing together.
Okay, fine. You know, I love Fucked Up too much that I'll blame it on them.
Right, okay.
Although he did say fuck jocks.
We didn't have a conversation about that.
Yeah, okay, I know. Yeah, but, you know,
considering he said he played football.
Yeah, before Black Helicopter came on, we did meet with Damien, and yes, we met with Mustard Gas and
I love Mustard Gas, she's so hot.
Yeah, she is.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get smothered in Mustard Gas.
And we met with the drummer, too, of Fucked Up.
Yeah, well, he was a pretty cool guy. We didn't get to really meet the guitarists.
Yeah.
But that's fine. They were cool. Well, we didn't meet the bassist either. Did you meet the bassist?
Yeah, that's Mustard Gas.
Oh, darn, I'm fucking retarded. I'm just losing it. Sorry, my bad.
But I gotta tell you, in between Double Nines and the second band, Black Helicopter, when we were talking with Damien, very down to earth and an all around nice guy.
Yeah, and actually, you know, me and him look like we could have been brothers. I'm the good-looking one.
If you noticed at the show, there were like a couple other people that looked like him as well.
I know, I felt kind of awkward.
Well, there's that guitarist that was from that shit band, the second one, kind of looked like Anvil over here, but...
Yeah, but he had a little bit of gray in his goatee.
Yeah, plus it was the full like, setup from ear to ear. It wasn't like... The Anvil mode where it's like the goatee, so yeah.
But you know, talking with Damien, like I said, very down to earth. He was even showing us pictures of his son and everything.
He's like, look, newborn. And then like, what was it? When he was on stage, he was saying, he's like, fuck it, I don't care, I'll eat fish all the rest of my life as long as I'm able to feed that kid and get him up and blah 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 this and that. I'm like, dude, that's a devoted father to have a band and call it Fucked Up and have like a kid and go through life like that.
Right.
That's an I wish I had that perspective in life.
I agree.
Now, you have four kids, so...
What are you talking about?
Hey, you just don't know about them yet.
Great, thanks. You know what? You know, I'm gonna fucking be like, you know, waiting to make my fucking will. All other kids excluded from will. If possible.
Hey, listen, your ex had a litter of puppies. I mean...
Bullshit.
But let's talk about the second band, Black Helicopter, a.k.a. Oops, I forgot the word for this one.
Wait, no. Weren't they Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, that's basically what I was calling it when we were sitting there. When we were at the Middle East, we were able to watch some of the Olympics that was going on at the time. It kind of turned down the suffering from the fact that there was some of these shit bands. But, yeah, as soon as they like got into that whole part, they fucked up on their second song, and they're like, yep, we just fucked up on another song. Sorry about that, guys. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, you know what? We'll just go backstage and blow each other. Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, dude, these guys should be called Blackhawk the fuck down.
Not only that, they were getting kind of rude towards the concert-goers.
They called one of the concert-goers the C-word. You don't call them that unless the guy was beating up on another concert-goer.
I mean, truthfully, I felt like getting up off the bar stool, walking over and just punching him in the face.
Yeah, but there was a good group of people in there. So it's kind of hard to move around in that big fucking group.
Well, actually, I could have low-crawled in, grabbed him by his ankles, pulled him into the crowd, and just let us all pound him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
and then let the bouncer try to figure out who did it. You need evidence to throw somebody out.
Then, right before Fucked Up came up, there was a guy that goes by the name of Kurt Vile.
Hey, you got to meet up with Kurt Vile after the show. What were you feeling about that? Anvil?
He was horrible. I kept on yelling that he sucked. And I actually hurt his feelings, which I'm kind of proud of, because I was outside talking.
But there was also a guy that said, "You do suck!"
Yes, there were people that agreed with me. And I was outside talking to a couple people that I met, and they were friends of his, and he came over. And he was all upset because somebody told him that he sucked. And, you know, I found it kind of hilarious. Oh, my God. Kurt Vile has entered the state, our recording studio.
Oh, okay. I actually have a guitar on me right now. And to truly understand how bad this guy Kurt Vile is, and the strap just fell off, hold on. To truly understand how bad Kurt Vile is, I'm going to give you all an audio demonstration. Now, I can't play guitar for shit, which really helps with this demonstration.
And also, your dad said that it's not tuned, so that should help as well.
Right. So basically, he comes up on stage, and then you start hearing, like, nature sounds. You're like, you hear, and then he just starts just going like, honeybees laying in pools and the
fucking head is Bob Dylan on drugs. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Basically, all that.
And a bag of chips. That.
For 1 hour.
Yeah, this motherfucker had to keep going, and it just got to the point where it's like, how the fuck did he keep going after the fact that people were like, "You suck, dick"?
And what actually bothered me the most was when his time was up, he's like, "Well, I'm going to play one more."
Yeah.
Take it away from Fucked Up.
Okay, let's put it this way. When we were looking the other way towards the person who controls, like, the soundboard and everything like that, they flashed the light. And I saw him flash the light. He says, so I was like, "Okay, I got two more songs, blah, blah, blah." And he went on for, like, 10 minutes. And we're like, for fuck's sake, it's not like you're trying to do, like, that awesome fucking ending. This was the slowest, like, crawl of a fucking ending ever. It was like, please, just kill me, or like, at least shatter my eardrum with a pencil.
We didn't even mention Black Helicopter going, "Okay, this is the last song," and it lasted for 19 minutes.
Yeah, they were trying to pull a fucking Tool, but it was, like, horrible. It was just utterly bullshit.
They were trying to pull a Tool, and they made themselves look like tools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then,
Blackhearts is a tool. Blackhearts is a tool. No, I'm just kidding.
But then, finally, Fucked Up came on stage, and you gotta admit, Damien is probably one of the most amazing frontmen in the world.
Dude, he is like a fearless leader that is I would go into battle with, because he has he was hilarious. He was keeping the morale of, like, the whole, you know, group and everything, even though there was a fight in the mosh pit. And they were tossing people out and everything like that. And it got to the point where he was basically... He was a ninja, basically. He was a big ninja.
He was a big, fat Canadian ninja.
He was from one side of the bar to the other side of the bar. He was in the crowd. And this was all when he was strung up, too. He had the mic strung up.
I wish that he had given him a wireless mic so he could have gone all over the place.
He would have been to the back of the thing. He would have had the
back. He would have invaded the Middle East upstairs.
He would have had the police officer even singing with him in the back and everything like that. But that was the funny thing.
That cop sucked.
Downstairs is really, really, like, it doesn't have that, like, high of a ceiling. So he was joking about it. He's like, "All right, I'm going to make sure that, like, last time when I was up on the Middle East, on the upstairs, you know, more or less, I'm not gonna touch any of this shit on the ceiling. I'm because, not gonna fucking rip anything down.
Because when... Because I think I'm 100 pounds, so I try to lift myself up with it, and I wound up breaking it. It's the only gig we've ever done where we had to pay to play there.
It's like, we hosted an event, and we wound up owing money in the long run.
Yeah. But that was hilarious. You know, he was a really funny guy.
I liked it. He said, just go out and... You don't have to buy anything else, just buy the new single, because it goes out in to charity, unless you don't want to put food in my child's mouth.
Yeah. He was also saying that when he comes back around and we'll get in contact with him and everything like that, we'll be able to meet up and actually do an interview with him. He was wicked cool.
Here's the cool thing about the upcoming shows, whenever it is, he's playing with Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah, allegedly. They were in talks of doing it.
Yes.
If that happens, holy shit, that's going to be like the most amazing show.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Fuck you.
And being a giant douche.
But I really loved the song list that fucked up, did I? But I was pissed that they ran out of time because of the other bands.
Yeah, that was bullshit because Boston has the whole setup where it's... What did they have to shut it down at?
Like 1 a.m.
1:30
they had to shut it down. And seeing that the fucktard, you know... He didn't like you because you're the one that when he said, oh yeah, they gotta shut down this stuff at this certain time and blah blah blah, you're the one that goes and screams, yeah, fuck the establishment. And then you look around at the police officer and he's like, oh shit, the police officer's looking at me now.
And for the next 30 minutes he stared at me.
You like store the fucking anvil down like,
I was the jerk that waved to him. And he didn't seem to like that part either.
He was African American and he had the earplugs and he's just like, I don't want to hear this bullshit.
And I think the worst part was he was standing up on two steps and I think I was still taller than he was. So I think he had the Napoleon, complex.
No, I don't doubt that.
But the site list that fucked up did, they did Two Snakes, they did Son the Father, Crooked Head, David Comes to Life, Generation.
David Comes to Life.
Black Albino Bones, Twice Bone Horn. They did a really good set. They probably did all their best material.
Black Albino Bones?
Yeah. That's the name of one of their songs.
That's funny as shit.
Why?
That's a funny name.
Fine. It is kind of a funny name.
Because albino means pure white,
mm-hmm.
And you can't have a black albino something.
Well, you can if the guy was smoking and then it's like the chest.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
The rib cage. The rib cage.
Whatever.
But Fucked Up is definitely a band that I will have to say.
Not for everybody, but I have. It is fucking hilarious and it's
they're
great.
They're awesome. I think the Middle East is too small a venue for
them. They need a much bigger venue.
They need to play someplace like Pass the Blues. The Garden, if people can just overlook the name and actually accept them. They could play The Garden perfectly. They play to larger audiences at rock festivals all over the world.
What's that place called?
And they won the award, right?
Yeah, they won the Polaris Award, which meant...
Which is fucking big.
Yeah, really big. They won the 2009 Polaris Music Award, which meant their 2008 album, The Chemistry of Common Life, is like the best Canadian album of that year. Like, there's no better album.
But no, what's that place,
They beat Metric for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What's that place that you guys saw, that band? You know, the outdoor venue?
Oh, Comcast Center.
Yeah, Mansfield.
That's in Mansfield. I can see them playing there.
That would be an awesome bit. I mean, when we went and saw Nine Inch Nails there, and, Jane's Addiction,
along and Sweet Sweeper Social Club.
I don't even want to really mention Jane's Addiction, because they were absolute bullshit. Yeah.
And I actually saw Kiss 108's Summer Jam there with my brother.
You mean 94.5?
Kiss 108.
No, Kiss 108 is a Kiss concert.
They do two different venues, bro.
No, Summer Jam is Jam in 94.5.
Either way,
doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter.
There's radio stations. People just fucking flip around channels like I do all the fucking day long.
I can't even remember
which one it was.
Because, like he said, I flick through my channels.
Okay.
Because I knew either one. It could have been, Kiss My Butt 907.6.4.
But I think if they could play something like the Vans Warped Tour. I can actually I can picture fucked up there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bad Religion plays there, Flog and Molly plays there, the Murphys play there from time to time, Andrew WK is there.
Maybe.
It's not just a ska festival.
Well, anyways, all together, for fucked up playing on stage, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
But for the other, like, you know...
The middle two bands.
The 2 out of 3 bands right there that suck the balls, we have to give them fucking thumbs down.
Let's do band by band.
Okay.
How about we go band by band?
Okay, fucked up, 2 thumbs up.
Yes.
2 thumbs up.
Kirk Vile.
2 thumbs up. Bingo, with the middle fingers.
Yes.
Black Helicopter.
Black Hawk Down with the middle fingers again.
Double Nines.
Both thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up because of the fact that they were fucking awesome.
Agreed. Now, speaking of fucked up, I've been starting to listen to this one band called Vivian Girls, and
they're fucked up.
They did the backing vocals in the fucked up song No Epiphany on The Chemistry of Common Life.
Allegedly.
No, it's... Stop with the fucking allegedly!
Allegedly.
Now, when I started listening to them, the first thing that popped in my mind is they reminded me a little bit of Shonen Knife.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
They're a Japanese pop-punk group that inspired Nirvana.
Allegedly.
Nope.
Nirvana's been broken up for a long time.
Shonen Knife has been around since 1981. Nirvana was started up in 1987.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kurt Cobain died in...
94.
Oh, that's right.
That's
the same area that, you know, the rest of the
that Kurt there. Cobain loved Shonen Knife so much that he had them open up for them during the Nevermind tour.
Kurt Cobain, legend, miss him, love yep. him. He was murdered. Courtney Love did it.
Allegedly!
No. Dude, I've read the case file. You can't shoot yourself in the head with a 10 gauge and then cock it to pop that round out because they found it 12 feet away from his body. But this isn't the venue for that. Because, you know, Courtney Love might show up and kill me now.
Okay. Make it look like an accident.
All right, back to the band I'm talking about, Vivian Girls. They currently have 2 albums. One is a self-titled and another one called Everything Goes Wrong, as well as a bunch of limited singles. And I had them listen to a couple songs. I played one of the songs on my radio show this past week, too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where did you run
to? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
No, not Cotton Eye Joe, you motherfucker. Stop that.
Sorry.
No, I'm not sure about YouTube, but while the lead singer kind of sounds a little monotone when singing, her name's Cassie Ramone, I felt it fits with the style of rock and roll, especially with it comparing to the likes of Shonen Knife, because they do share a lot of similar styles. And I've yet to hear, like, an American version of Shonen Knife until now. That's my thoughts. I know you two have taken a listen.
I don't like them.
Well, the recordings in the first place sounded like they were done... Well, how Weird Al Yankovic did... what was that song again? Another One Rides...
The Bus.
Yeah, so Another One Rides the Bus, when it was originally recorded, was done basically in a fucking bathroom. And it basically sounded like that with a shittier mic. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you could get even a shittier mic than that. And I work in a media services setup, so I would know. Because it just seemed like it sounded like so fucking distant, but, I mean, I could suggest maybe to get a better fucking person to record from, and then maybe I'd listen again and see if I could give an honest answer about it.
Yeah, there, maybe then find some live footage of them performing.
Yeah, at least that, because then at least they're trying to scream.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is the type of band I would like to see playing with Hunter Valentine and the Clicks sometime.
Yeah.
Because they... I wouldn't say they have share similar styles or similar tastes, but I think they have similar mindsets.
Okay, I'll give it to that. Yeah.
And you said you didn't like them.
No.
No, he just doesn't want to talk about it.
All right, fine. And I give him 2 thumbs up. It sounds like you...
I'll give it at least 1 thumb. I'll give it 1 thumb, just to give it that.
Okay. All right, and Anvil, good. Anvil gives a silent 1. All right, let's talk about the movie.
Uno.
Movie, Cop Out.
Cop Out, starring Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
And?
Sean William Scott.
Thank you. You can't forget him. He was a crucial part to this movie.
Really crucial. Really fucking crucial.
Oh, yeah, very crucial. He held the secret to life itself in this movie.
Isn't that like that Chow Yun Fat movie? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Chow Yun Fat. That sounds like a good Chinese food menu.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Fucking hilarious, I have to say. Right off the bat, it was just great. I wasn't expecting that part until maybe a little bit middle part of the movie, but they started it right off with the actual interrogation part. Mm-hmm. Where if
King Kong ain't got nothing on me! These aren't the toys you're looking for! These aren't the toys they're looking for!
My personal favorite is now when Tracy Morgan's doing this, Bruce Willis standing in the back, you know, saying, doing this movie. Then he's like, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, Bruce Willis. Don't know that one.
And then, never seen that movie.
And then at another point, you look back, and there's a bunch of detectives, and they're eating popcorn and laughing.
Yeah, but that was the funny thing. Bruce Willis is like, the guy's like eating the food. He's like, give me some of that, motherfucker. He's like, this shit is funny. And then, of course, he goes up to the window, and he goes, ah, and he just draws in a fucking penis while the guy's like, Tracy Morgan's getting his face rammed up against the fucking thing. He's like, ah!
He's just like, oh. And then he makes a motion like he's forcing the penis down the throat. And that's all in the first 5 minutes.
It was great.
I think it's like the funniest opening to a movie in the history of filmmaking.
When I saw this movie, I think it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
The one that really got me was, we're on a foot chase right now. We're looking for a male with black hair, Hispanic black shirt, male. Hispanic male, blah, 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 this and that. We have an undercover in a cell phone running after him. And of course he got YouTube because he friggin' stole a bike. It was fucking hilarious.
Now, I have to say this is one of the funniest, you know, that I've ever seen. And the only reason I have to say one of it is because I have seen Paris Hilton's sex video, and that's quite hilarious, too.
Especially when you see the boom operator coming in and going,
yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Sorry, Miss Hilton.
But no, I mean,
wow, I didn't know you could stretch it that large.
Oh!
I would really love to see these two work together again in comedy, because I think Bruce Willis handled comedy pretty well.
Well, let's talk about the premise of the film, where Bruce Willis has a wedding to pay for, his daughter's, and he was about to sell off a very rare baseball card.
We can't think of
can't think of the name. And then he gets robbed by Sean William Scott.
And tased a couple times.
And Sean William Scott winds up selling it to one of the biggest drug lords in Brooklyn. Because it turns out he's a big baseball fanboy.
Who's the friggin' guy who played that? Because I've seen him in so many movies, and it was kind of hard to acknowledge it because he got a little bit fatter on the face. Like, his face is usually, like, a little bit skinnier, so you could see the jawline and, like, how creepy he usually looks. But with this fatter face, he was kind of hard to, like, oh, shit, is that the guy who I think it is from the movie? But I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. But it was kind of, it was kind of funny to see him in this kind of, like, fucked up role. He usually plays, like, a smaller bad guy.
Yeah.
But I guess they finally moved him up in the world where he's going to play, like, a bigger bad guy now. Because you always see those characters. They always have the, those kind of characters that will always play the mini guy. You know, mm-hmm. The mini, like, bad guy.
Yeah.
But they definitely did a great job with this shit.
I do like, I did like the chemistry between Tracy Morgan and the Spanish woman, too. Because even though that they couldn't understand one another, they, like, clicked really well.
I think everybody clicked.
Hi.
I
will admit, though, I think the parts with Kevin Pollak in it, they were kind of slow.
They were. Kevin Pollak can't pull off this. Now, Kevin Pollak's partner, he played Seth Cohen on the OC.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Adam Brody.
That's it, yep.
But yeah, Kevin Pollak is usually much better off in comedy films like Grumpy Old Men, where he played Walter Matthau's son.
I mean, this was an all-in-all good movie, though. You know, Kevin Smith did a great job.
And it was really interesting to see Kevin Smith pull off some of these action sequences. I mean, granted, he's done some here and there in like Dogma and Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back.
But nothing as extensive as this.
Exactly.
I mean, we had some good shootouts. You know, hostage situations. I like, this isn't really a spoiler, but how he got the dude to duct tape the shotgun to the back of the woman's head. That's genius right there. You don't see that.
You don't. Actually, I thought it was first tied to her.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you see the duct tape around her neck, and the shotgun aimed right at the base of the skull, which would have blown her head clean off.
Yeah. I thought it was very well written. It did feel like a Kevin Smith movie, even though it was written by the Cullen brothers.
Yes. But the Cullens, you know, still work on the same basis as Kevin Smith, but didn't they work all on a movie before together?
No, this they is the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, them confused with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. So what do you guys think?
I give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs way the fuck up.
I don't know why critics seem to be, like, bashing on this film so much. I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes. It's only gotten a 17%.
Do you know why?
Because Rotten Tomatoes are a bunch of fucking douchebags.
No, because a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, it's just toilet humor. And that's all they give them credit for.
You know what? I'm sorry, but in this fucking economy, I think we need the fucking toilet humor now, because it's basically with what the politics have done, and I'm not saying Obama, I'm saying maybe before that shit, even going back to even before Reagan, all this shit has gone down a hill just because of the politicians, and we need something to fucking keep our life a little bit bright and shiny.
Yeah.
And even if it has to be for coming from a fucking toilet humor fucking joke.
Right.
I need something to keep me up. And I mean, I'm a negative person enough as is. This brightened me the fuck up. So if I could get this on DVD, I'm going to pop it in whenever I want to and fucking sit there and laugh my balls off.
Because you know what?
Yeah,
I woke up this
good
morning.
Point.
I wasn't in too good of a mood. You know, you guys remember when, you know, we were driving around, I was kind of, you know, pissy a little bit. I saw this movie. I'm in a great mood.
Yeah. It's a movie that will cheer you up. I mean, granted, you know, it's not one of those, like, comedy films where you can put it with, like, all, like, the smart-humored ones. But you need something to balance out the smart humor and the dumb humor.
Yes.
Well, I mean, coming from a criminal justice aspect of it, I found it very humorous in that sense, because it was all, like, the cynical, fucked-up things that, you know, a police officer would deal with on a daily basis.
And would want to do, but they can't.
Yes, they would want to, and if they could get away with, they would.
Right, like the police brutality part.
Yeah, like, dude, this is police brutality. not yet.
Like, no, my favorite was, "Woo, let's do that again." No, let's not do that again. Sorry,
it's like I'm good.
I was just putting on a tough guy act, man. That hurt. That really hurt, man. That really hurt.
Like my balls. Well, I mean, getting dragged like that. Yeah, I feel bad for the stuntman.
I'm pretty sure he was wearing a cup.
Yeah, well.
I sure hope so.
Like a fucking drag suit. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, my balls hurt.
I bet they did was they did a whole setup where they made it look like the body was dragging with, like, another dummy.
Yeah.
But then what they did was when they had the guy do it, they do these special setups where they do the green screen tricks.
Yeah.
And they put, like, a mat down, so when he's on the mat, the car is dragging the mat, and it makes it look like he's getting dragged on the ground.
Oh.
So I could see them doing that.
If they had done that, they should have went crazy with that part of the movie. Like, have, like, a scene where they're driving around in cactus.
Yeah.
Well, no.
And then just...
That would have been maybe over
the Museum of Nails.
Yeah.
And...
Let's
see. A sword convention.
No, see, now that's, like, where it would be the ridiculous, like, Saturday Night Live humor. That would be probably too much. That would have taken away from the movie.
Maybe.
But from what they did to him, like, driving around that little bit, that shows you how much these motherfuckers that feel like they're tough and all other shit, you know, you do a little shit to them like that, then they'd be like, okay, fuck, stop doing this, I will tell you whatever you want.
My balls.
Especially when they had the guy in the interrogation room. That was just...
That was great.
He's like, dude, I want to be the bad guy. I want to pay homage. Homage?
Homage, he said.
No, I know, but he was fucking up.
Yeah, homage. It's homage, fucker. It's homage.
Yeah.
And the anniversary card.
That was cute. I
have a little sweetheart and Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I have to say, that was probably, like, one of the cutest parts of the movie.
That was love right there.
Because that shows, like, how cool that Tracy Morgan is. He kind of does have that childlike mindset in some of his characters.
Some.
Well, a lot of his characters.
All of them.
Especially, like, Tracy Jordan, 30 Rock, Brian Fellow. And I love the Brian Fellow. Oh, my favorite, though, was Astronaut Jones.
Oh, Lord.
I like the Jaws. That was funny.
We're going to need a bigger boat! I would like to see Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan team up again. But I would really like to see... If you've ever watched 30 Rock, when you see Tracy Jordan's, like, room, like his, you know, what are they called? His backstage room. You see all these different posters, like, of fake movies that he did, like Who Dat Ninja.
Yeah.
I want to see Tracy Morgan actually make one of those movies.
Who Dat Ninja?
Who Dat Ninja? It'd be like a black version of Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, wow, dude. That didn't sound right.
You know what I mean.
They got their own version. It was called Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy didn't know Kung Fu.
So?
So, he wasn't a ninja in it.
That's why he was a cop.
Yeah, but it's... I want to see Tracy Morgan dressed as a ninja going crazy.
Yeah, but dude, when has there ever been a black cop in L.A.? That's pushing it right there. Especially back then.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
Let's turn the racism down here.
Whoa, who's anything about racism? I'm all for, you know, equality.
Yes, hating everybody equally is, you know, close enough to that. Anyways.
But you didn't give your review.
I already did.
No, I heard he blew on a good night. You didn't give it your thumbs.
Dude,
no, he gave the two thumbs up, but just he didn't really mention a lot. I mean, he did mention stuff, but whatever.
Well, I'm like, two thumbs up, and then,
okay,
and
well, anyways, what are you going to say? Anything?
I like the movie. I like the baseball. I like the batting cage.
Yeah, I wish
that was brutal, that scene.
No, it wasn't. That's what he deserved.
What, the Spanish guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He deserved that.
Well, at least he didn't do it to the Spanish chick.
That yeah, we all thought that was coming.
That would have been bad.
I was about to close my eyes and climb into my shirt.
Now, am I the only one who's kind of getting tired of every movie that has a scene in a Mexican shop, like a Mexican restaurant, and it's the same song that...
You know what that song is, right? It's a Mexican hat dance. We dance around the Mexican hat.
Yes. But it's every
classic.
I know it's a classic, all but can't
they all play it?
Yeah, but isn't there any other classic Mexican songs?
No, not really. Not the mariachi band plays.
What about La Cucaracha?
But that's just like one of those around the campfire songs or some shit.
If you go to any place in Mexico, because my friend went there and he came back and was like, "Dude, they really play that song." Over and over.
If they had the iPod back then, they would have just kept it on fucking repeat.
Yeah, but they would have wasted the iPod on one song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's not an iPhone. That's a coconut with a picture of an iPhone drawn on it. See?
There's a phone in the coconut.
No!
That's right.
Anyways, let's say the movie kicked ass and moved the fuck on. No, don't slap me.
Okay. Well, I actually have an anime to talk about.
Boo!
Oh, son of a bitch.
Shut up.
Goddamn Japanese and animation. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Is this a kid in a tiger cage?
What?
Is this a kid in a tiger cage animation? Is this when they take the poor little bastards that are in those third world countries and stick them in a tiger cage and make them draw it?
No.
Okay, good.
Is there any animal in this?
No.
Fan, whatever the fuck that's called?
No fan service, shockingly, because this is a Yuri series, and for those of you who don't know what Yuri means, it's when a story involves lesbian love.
Oh, Lord, of course you'd love it.
Shut up.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with lesbian
love. I know that, but...
It's kind of actually hot.
I'm shocked that you haven't even checked the show out yet because of it.
Dude, it's cartoon lesbian love. That's not.
But it's not fan service.
You don't go to RedTube or YouPorn and look up that fucking animation porn.
No.
Come on.
No.
You don't walk up that 3D.
What? Well, I've been working so much and missed out that they turned porn into 3D?
Yes. And also they've done it in HD now. Which is kind of creepy because I didn't want to see some of the imperfection of the women.
Yeah.
I'm in a puke now.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Well, I've been out of that kind of game for a long time, then.
They call it blue balls, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's my ass. Fuck.
Blue balls, Ray has been copyrighted by King Baby Duck. All rights to blue balls, Ray must go through him.
Money.
All right, let's...
Now, if you have blue balls at home, he has the right to sue you.
Okay, this cartoon is called Sasame Kikoto, and it's about this girl. Her name is Samika, and she's in high school, who is secretly in love with her best friend, Ushio. Now, Ushio is also lesbian, but unfortunately, she's only into cute and small girls, whereas Samika is tall, good at sports, outgoing rather than shy. She's kind of androgynous.
A what?
She's a woman, but she kind of has that sort of tomboyish personality of sorts.
Oh. Okay. So she's like David Beckham?
No.
Why?
She don't play soccer. Wrong yeah. anime.
Oh!
No, but I mean, a woman that's, you know, very good at sports and everything. Hey, you saw the ponytail on him. That looked very perfect on him. That must be needs a woman.
Moving on. I happened to check out, I believe, the first 6 episodes of the show, and it's just a 13-episode series.
Oh, that's it? You want to check out 6?
That's all so far.
I would have looked at 7.
No, you wouldn't have, you anime hater.
Hater!
Hater!
Hey.
Okay, now...
Sure.
There are,
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, King. I'm sorry. I have to fuck around like this.
Fine. Now, in the first episode, Ushio is in love with the class president, but then she finds out that the class president dislikes her because there's a boy that the class president likes, but the boy's in love with Ushio, even though Ushio isn't the girls.
What?
Ain't that the truth?
I'm confused now.
No. It's the basis of everyday life. It's more or less, guy falls in love with girl, girl loves another guy.
Or girl,
yeah. Very true. Or it's like...
So it's like high school.
Wasn't it like the other... Yeah, one of the other cartoons that you were like thinking, it was like, guy falls into girl, girl likes girl, girl likes other guy, guy likes guy, and it kind of went in that kind of a clusterfuck.
Somewhat.
Cycle.
So we're basically...
Except on a smaller scale, right?
Yeah, okay, smaller scale.
So this is like the high school... I mean, the anime version of high school.
Or Sam State College.
Basically. Okay. That's my life in a nutshell, basically.
Right. Now I really know why I don't like it.
Now in episode 2, this Ushio falls in love with like a supermodel of sorts, only to find out it's her classmate Misaki cross-dressing as a woman.
Whoa.
It's not because he's gay or anything. He's just like... He's like Eddie Izzard.
He's Drew Carey's brother.
Right. Second week in a row we mentioned Drew Carey's brother.
Yeah,
maybe. Hey, let's even make it 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll make it.
Yes.
We'll do it somehow.
And then there's the third episode where Ushio and Samika, they practice their first kisses. Ushio winds up like practicing on like a model skeleton in the biology lab, which leads Samika to rejoin her karate team to vent her anger. Like, why couldn't she practice it with me? Boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
But then, later on, Samika actually practices with Ushio, but unfortunately, Ushio is actually wearing a mask. Like, some sort of, the show's called Ultraman. And I don't know if you might remember if it was from the 60s.
Yeah, like, I lived in the fucking 60s.
I was born in the mid-80s.
But there was a new version that came out in the 2000s. But she was wearing a mask of that, so she was practicing kissing Ushio while Ushio was wearing a mask. She enjoys it, but the mask part leaves her to kicking the crap out of the practice bag in karate class at the end of the episode. It's like, I kiss her, but she was wearing a mask.
Okay.
All right, well, now that he just had his crazy moment, we'll put him back on his medication and
shut up. And then there are episodes that involve, like... turns out there are 2 other students that are actually lesbians, so they try to form a group, like a club, but they need to find a 5th member, and so they decide to... They find a girl, only to... It turns out to be actually Misaki again, cross-dressing.
God damn it. What's with the cross-dressing?
Don't know. But there's a couple other episodes here and there involving, Samika going out with Misaki in one episode on, like, a practice date. And Misaki had to do it or else her sister would actually tell everybody that his brother likes to wear women's clothing. So it was kind of like one of those, blackmail sort of things.
Ah, okay. Now I getcha.
It was a pretty funny episode. Now, the animation in this episode is pretty good for TV. In fact, it was almost on par with some, like, the more bigger budgeted, like, DVD-exclusive cartoon episodes, because when they do, like, DVD exclusive, they tend to, like, up the ante in the animation because they have more time to work on it. Whereas, like, one anime episode takes 6 weeks to write, voice act, and animate.
Where this is where they could sit back and, you know,
take their time. And
smoke weed, play pool, Nuskin.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like they took their sweet time with making the show.
Actually, what the fuck are the drug laws in Japan? Do they like marijuana? No, just kidding.
No, 2 years in prison for possession.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
Paul McCartney almost went to prison there because of that.
Not surprised.
Voice acting was really good. I recognize a couple of the voice actresses from previous anime shows, though I don't remember some of their names.
Tater Tot.
Shut up.
Tater Tot.
And the plot line was actually good, because usually with Yuri lesbian stories, it's usually all about fan service and showing of the sex and the boobs and whatnot.
Please.
This had none of it, and I was actually really happy that they actually went with something like this. Okay. The pacing is good, the drama was well written, the humor was really cute. I loved it. It's a different sort of romantic comedy, but it's different in a really good way. I can't really think of any other show to put it with, to compare it to, both from Japan or even in America. Because there really hasn't been, like, any, like, mainstream lesbian comedies of sorts here in America.
Besides the L word. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's not the L word.
I'm trying to be comedic. Shut the fuck up.
But
you're failing horribly.
But Sasame Kikoto, it's a lesbian love story done sweet, not perverted, and
maybe there is perversion besides the guy cross-dressing, but anyway.
But for the most part, I think there's a lot of people out there that can enjoy it, and for those that are in the GLBT community, they can relate to a lot of the problems that these students face in this show.
Yep.
I give it 2 thumbs up. I wouldn't say that it would change my mind on how I feel about anime in 2009, but it showed that not a lot of shows were crap on a stick like most of the shows were.
Yeah.
And for those that are interested in checking out Sasame Kikoto, it's available on Crunchyroll.com for everybody to watch.
I wish I could have a Crunchyroll right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. On to sports.
Finally! Well, there's a lot that's been happening in sports. Not really, but yes, there has.
I'm sorry. Nanny has already reported on all of it.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry, buddy. On to the next part.
Dude, that's not even funny.
You want a hug?
No, that's not even funny.
You want a hug?
I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah, wait until after the show.
Because, you know, I don't need no audio witness.
Oh! Okay, well, anyways, on to the... Wait, NBA?
I'm going to start with basketball.
Basketball!
Basketball.
Celtics came back from break, and they started off by playing really well, and they lost to Cleveland by 20, and then they lost today to the New Jersey Nets, the worst team in basketball, by 8. I'm kind of disappointed.
What do you expect?
So, that's it. Red Sox pitchers and catchers reported to spring training already. Things are looking good.
Okajima was looking really good.
Dude, we don't have Okajima anymore.
No, he's there.
I know, but it's like looking at your face when you're trying to figure out if you're the right guy.
You fucker.
Because we got rid of Takashi Saito, so I want you to think, you know, maybe you had the wrong one. But no, the pitchers starting to look good. You know, I can't wait. But other than that, all that's been happening is the Olympics, and the U.S. is in real control.
Take it in, motherfucker!
The U.S. Olympic hockey team, you know... I'm going to report this before Nenya can.
6-1.
They beat, you know, Finland 6-1. They'll play tomorrow, Sunday, February 28th, for the gold medal against Canada. Fuck you, Canada. Fuck you.
Oh, Canada!
And Jude Ross is fucked up about Canada. Yeah, the band fucked up. Stay up there, because you know what? Fuck you.
Oh.
You hate jocks, we hate you. that's why my country's going to beat your country. What's up, Damien?
How's it going, Damien?
Boston Bruin Tim Thomas got some play yesterday. He got screwed over. He allowed one goal, but that's it. So now...
One fucking goal!
If they play tomorrow, and I mean, when they play tomorrow, if they win the gold, he can honestly say he played in the Olympics and earned his gold medal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like really it, because not much has been happening.
When we are watching, what was it, cross-country skiing?
Yes, that's... Don't even get me started.
It's so much fun!
Apollo Anton Ono got screwed over last night.
In the butt.
Because he was going for, you know, his silver. The skater from Canada falls as he's going around the edge. And, you know, usually hold on
and
to the hip.
He slices his fucking throat open.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
And a half-Canadian judge disqualifies Apollo, taking his silver away. You know what? Honestly, if I think it was any other country that fell but Canada, he would have been fine. But no. You know, the homeland guy goes down, boom, the U.S. has to be disqualified. You know, and that's
well, that happened to us when the Korean thing happened. Like,
yeah.
The fucking, like, what was it? It was one of the other Americans that was...
J.R. Selsky.
Yeah, and he got fucking... DQ'd because the fact is the other guy was fucking slapping him on the ass and fell over.
And truthfully, Selsky, you know, a good young skater. His brother is a first lieutenant in the U.S. Army. So, I mean, you know, he comes from, you know... I actually see there's going to be a long future for him.
We need to also talk about the Dutch speed skater who got disqualified because he listened to his coach.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker right there. Did you see that?
Going for gold and
yeah,
he switched over and then he switched back.
He was fucking way out front and he got fucked over because of his stupid fuck coach.
Yeah, he switched over early and then switched back when he should have been over in the other lane and he got DQ'd from it.
Yeah, and it was his coach's fault. And you could tell he was pissed. It's like, ah, ah. It became the Incredible Hulk on ice.
Oh, great.
Coming soon to the TD Garden. Bring the children.
At this
Medal point, Tracker 2010.
The U.S. currently has 35 medals, which is 8 above Germany, which is the next guy. We have
Deutschland, 8 gold.
We have 8 gold, 14 silver, and 13 bronze. Now, I think the steroid team out there is Canada with their 23. Somehow they have 12 gold medals.
No, but that, like we were saying earlier, they flooded the fucking market just like how the Chinese did at their country.
2 days ago, they weren't even in, you know...
No, they had 7, like, gold medals, and now they're up to 10 or something.
How do you
like
get 5 gold medals in 2 days when your country's not in a bunch of events?
Snorting crack cocaine helps.
Yeah, it usually does. I mean, the worst country in this entire thing is...
Estonia?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Estonia.
Is in it?
Yeah.
They have one medal, which is a silver.
Well, the one that I was looking at, I was playing my 1994 Winter Olympics game or some shit, and Brazil was in it. And I was just like, Brazil doesn't have a fucking winter. What is wrong with this picture?
Neither did Jamaica, and they had a bobsled team.
I'll give it to them.
But they haven't
I'll
had a bobsled team since.
Yeah, they never
had.
Oh, yeah.
That was the 1 year they had it.
I'm surprised that no one ever tried it.
Where are they going to practice?
Dude, like how they did in the movie.
Yeah.
They need to get John Candy. Oh, wait, never mind.
John Candy's dead.
Oh.
Where's the cannoli?
I'll tell you one thing, this beer sucks.
Oh, no, that would be the one thing to play at Canada when they were playing on Sunday. Because we're going Team USA versus Canada, right? And I'd be like sitting there drinking the Molson or something like that. I'd be like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm going to have to tell you the one thing that I have to just say out loud. Canada's beer sucks. And just have a full fuck scale riot. Yes?
Yes. Okay. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Shut up. I invented a new way of playing hockey. Okay. Olympic rule. Let's say my country of USA is playing the Dutch country of France. Okay. And my team scores. Do you know what the penalty for me scoring on France is? Every member of the French hockey team must drink a full beer.
Oh.
So for every goal scored against you, you have to drink.
Okay.
Tell me that would not be the greatest thing. It's like it's a high-scoring game and everybody's drunk at the end.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the American team if we score because you would have to drink a whole bottle of wine.
No, it's a beer for everybody.
Oh, all right.
To keep it, you know, legit, because wine's not as strong as beer.
You do? Sure, some of the wine can fuck
up.
Well, that's aged.
That can knock me the fuck back.
That's aged.
That would be if the French cheated.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like they show up with a bottle of port, like, drink our syrup.
Here's some good shit.
So, yes. I think that'd be quite entertaining.
I find it entertaining.
I agree.
But today...
It'd be like Beer Ball, that episode of Jim Carrey. With the cross-dressing brother in it!
Not again.
So today, Slovakia and Finland will play for the bronze. Myself and Blue are going for Slovakia, which almost beat Canada 3-2. And the Duck is taking Finland, who lost 6-1.
You never know. You never know.
Fuck you. So yes, we'll be playing Canada again, which we already beat in this tournament 5-3. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we win gold, because the U.S. women lost to Canada 2-0 to take silver. We still got silver.
Silver and gold.
Oh my fucking
god. The king wishes he owned silver and gold.
You'd be surprised, I do have some gold and silver.
Oh man, not that. God damn it.
Now I know where I'm robbing tonight. At gunpoint.
Oh.
With a banana, not a plantain.
Shut up.
I'd use a potato gun. Ooh. Potato gun heart.
Oh. He's running up the stairs and falls, and you shoot him with a potato and...
No.
Slips right up his... Ask me no more questions.
My friend had a potato bazooka.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Potato gun.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, are we done with sports yet?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why the fuck not?
All right.
On to the next spot.
Video games. You were able to...
All right, back into sports again.
Okay, so, you know...
I played MLB 2K10, which was actually all right, considering I haven't really gotten to play a lot of the baseball games in the recent years. And this definitely has a new setup to it where you have to actually use the right stick, and I'm using this in Xbox 360 terms because... I'm sorry, I don't have a fucking PS3. I will, hopefully, someday in the near future, and then I can play both and be, woo! I can say, yeah, I played that video game both on PS3 and Xbox 360, and the games and controls suck for both of them. But anyways, not that lucky right now. Unless we, in Xbox 360, have a lot of the yeah, never mind. But yeah, with this whole setup that I was able to play... it definitely was a bitch because trying to get the hitting down was kind of complicated because you could either do a full power swing or just a hit or a bunt or blah blah blah, or contact. Then with the, like, that's the other thing, you couldn't control the bat, like where you wanted to put the bat really. With the other thing that you could do was with the pitching had a setup where you could control how you would put the power on it, but sometimes the power scale wasn't explained correct. It kind of had this weird circle thing, and I would call it the circle jerk of baseball. But yeah, I could only give this
stop with the sign language, Animal.
Yeah, we're not recording here, sorry, my video. Anyways, I'd give it one thumb up so far, but with 2K, I need to tell Kurt Schilling something. Can you get these games to be a little bit better?
I wish you were as good as... Remember when EA would release the baseball games? The last one that came out was, like, in 2005. That was a great baseball game.
Well, that, and from hearsay, and I'm just saying this out loud, from, like, the 2K game, Bioshock 2, I have been hearing a lot of controversy saying it's nothing like the first one. It can't even compete with it. That, and along with a lovely announcement... EA has finally grown their balls back and decided to go up against Call of Duty and bring back Medal of Honor. They will be doing Medal of Honor, and it will be coming out hopefully somewhere around fall 2010. Not exactly sure on the date because GameStop says it's going to be that day, but you know the motherfucker will be pushed around like a motherfucking bitch. So that's basically what I have to say.
All right, and then I got the tryout on the Wii. Mega Man 9. It's a WiiWare download, and it looks and it plays like the first two like NES Mega Man games. It's got like the 8-bit graphics, 8-bit sound, and the 8-bit gameplay. And the story involves Mega Man's like dad, sort of say.
Mega Man has a dad?
Yeah, Dr. Light.
I thought he was his creator.
Well, you know,
like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes. Dr. Light is famed for a crime done performed by Dr. Wily, where Light's robots start the malfunction and they rampage through the town.
Awesome.
Now, there are new bosses and levels in this game, like Tornado Man, Galaxy Man, Hornet Man, and for the first time, there's a female boss, Splash Woman.
Splash Woman. Giggity, giggity.
Splash!
Now, what's her special power?
Tidal waves.
Take that out of context while you're at it.
Where do these tidal waves come from?
Her hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand gestures, not allowed.
We're done being perverted now.
Okay, go ahead.
This game is difficult. It's not so much challenging as it is frustrating. Like, it took me 100 times for me to defeat the first level.
Wait, literally 100 times?
I kept on dying.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
not the way to go.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing with some of these games is when you find yourself... Like, I had an issue with Splosion Man. As fun as that game is, I had the issue of beating the first boss myself. And the motherfucker was... He would just shoot these fucking rockets down, and you'd go bounce it back up at him, and then he'd have laser beam eyes, and you're just like, what the fuck, why can't I kill this motherfucker? So I feel your pain.
Yeah. Now, granted, it kind of makes it feel like one of the originals, because the first couple Mega Man games were also really difficult. But I would have been happy if they added, like, an easy mode to it, like they are with the upcoming Mega Man 10 game.
Okay, good. Oh, God damn it! Not another Mega Man.
Yeah, it comes out this Tuesday.
Allegedly.
Oh, wait, what comes out this Tuesday? Battlefield Bad Company 2. I could put money down on that because I'm broke as a motherfucking joke.
Okay, now the weapons range from blasters and bombs, and his dog Rush will come in from time to time to help Mega Man fly and to help with jumps. It is a good game, but it is tough as a motherfucker.
And
so,
is there any easily level, like, component things that you could change on
No, you can't. That's what sucks about it.
Fucking Mega Man.
And so I give it a thumb up because... It did a great job with recapturing the spirit of the original games, but a thumb sideways because it's just extremely difficult.
Yeah. I hate games like that.
Yeah. Especially, one of the worst games that I've ever played was for the Sega Genesis. It was for Last Action Hero.
No. That one was horrible, but Echo the Fuck Dolphin was.
No, but at least in Echo the Dolphin, you can get through the first couple levels.
No.
And the first...
You get stuck in with the fucking third level or some shit where you get fucking trying to figure out where the fuck you're trying to go because you get into some stupid electrical storm and they're flipping you up the air.
The Last Action Hero, the first level, you're trying to beat up people with your hands while the enemies have guns. They're shooting you! Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All you can do is
go,
bam.
You're supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're supposed to, you know, be able to take care of that shit.
Yeah, but he dies, like, within, like, 30 seconds of the first level.
It's called jumping.
There is no jump in this game.
How about crouching?
No crouching.
What about Hidden Tiger?
No Hidden Tiger. Nothing.
Herpes.
It was the worst video game I've ever played.
Okay.
Allegedly.
No, it is the worst.
It's the one that they sold just so they could make some fucking cash.
Exactly.
Because the movie was bad.
No, the movie was good.
The movie was alright, but it's not that great.
Yeah. I mean,
it was the first Schwarzenegger movie I ever saw in the movie theaters.
I mean, if I had to choose between that and getting beat up by someone with a baseball bat...
I would go with the...
I might still lean towards getting beat up with a baseball bat.
No, I'd watch the movie.
Well, it depends on who's doing the beating. If it's you or Shades, I might take that beating. Because no offense, you know, with your height, I'll probably catch it off the hip or leg.
But Shade would enjoy that shit.
Yes. Oh. But if it's you, your height, yeah, I might watch that.
But the thing is, Shades wouldn't stop.
He'd like, beep, 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 beep,
20 hours later.
Beep, 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 beep,
20 hours later.
Beep, beep.
3 days later.
Ding, 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 ding.
18 days later.
Like, dude, my leg is gone.
My
You're
balls.
There.
My balls are on fire.
Alright. Is there anything else that we should talk about?
I don't know. I think we can stick a fork in it. Did we break the hour? We broke the hour.
Yes.
Yes!
No.
I gotta go piss. No, I'm just
fuck you!
Now remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com for recent news and reviews and the recent and past podcast episodes. And don't forget, if you want to email us, it's atthebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com if you want to leave some feedback and if you want to request anything.
Yes, and then also we do have myspace.com/bostonbastardbrigade. Along with that, we are on Facebook and we have our group and... No. No, don't you dare. I know that's your dad's guitar, but I will break it over you.
Oh, fuck it.
Yaha! You dropped the friggin' trick in it. Sucks to be you. Anyways, so, yeah, come and visit with us on that part. Anvil, stop trying to rape somebody with a banana. And why don't you get in and do your part and then speak your piece.
Fuck
let's
you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't forget to check out our friends over at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go over, show them some love. And remember, support your local artists. You know, show them love. Even the small bands need love. Unless it's a guy standing there with a guitar singing about nature.
No! Don't even do it.
My God.
No, what we're doing.
The moon is all right.
Really, what we're trying to say is
shout to Susan Boyle.
Support your local bands that don't suck. Thank you and good night.
Okay. So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Otic.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Fuck you.